Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Opportunities missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work, said by Thomas Edison. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. Be sure and visit our website, our very popular blog, and also be sure and visit our Facebook page. Look for Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. And hit that like button. Mm-hmm. I am joined by my trusted co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy, and thanks for joining me for another wonderful Sunday and every other day of our life.
There you go. Yep. Well, all I know is the first week back to school for us, I'm exhausted.
It was a busy week.
Very busy week. We had the full week of school, had parent conferences, several different schools.
Open houses.
Yeah we have or kids in, I guess open houses, not parent conferences. Yeah.
We have kids in three different schools right now, mm-hmm. plus a different college, too.
Yep.
So four different schools that we're managing.
Yep. And the household is buzzing again.
So eight kids and a grandkid, for those of you that don't listen every week and don't always know us, it's a busy life for us, and we love it that way, though. And you know, it's funny because that quote I gave at the beginning of the show, opportunities missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. And I'll say for us, we're not really afraid of the hard work.
It definitely is a lot of work. There are times it can be overwhelming. Grocery bill and back to school supplies and all that good stuff.
Well, and when we talk about being smart with your money, which mm-hmm. is really the theme of our show, being smart with your money when it comes to back to school expenses mm-hmm. is a pretty important topic.
It is. I mean, you're faced with so many things. You have your clothing expense. For us, it's a little easier. It's everybody wears the same thing.
So. Well, yeah, the younger three are all in private school, so mm-hmm. it's uniforms for them, but that's mm-hmm. not necessarily cheap. But
no, it at least it takes the pressure off.
Yeah,
right.
The pressure and the variety it takes out of it.
Backpacks, all the fees, yearbooks. Lunches.
I was shopping those the other day with our daughter going to high school, and couldn't believe. I mean, it's like $35 were the cheapest backpacks I saw at Target, mm-hmm. and there were many of them that were $50 or $55
at least.
It was pretty common.
Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, you get faced with all this in your August budget. I don't know about you guys, but our budget went way out of the roof. So just knowing all these expenses are coming up, how you can save some time and money on some things. So,
well, the first tip I can give mm-hmm. on this, too, is I talk about budgeting a lot on the show. And mm-hmm. one of the reasons you budget is because they say that hindsight's 20/20, but foresight can be close to 20/20 because how many of these back-to-school expenses are really that big of a surprise? Not very many.
Not very many. Not very many at all. I mean, I think the things, once they get into high school, there's a lot more expenses that just kind of surprise you. They just do. And there are ways you can check it out and figure that out in advance to kind of plan for it. And then the next year makes it a little easier. But
well, so like with clothing, for instance, mm-hmm. here's something that I've done several years, but it takes a level of discipline that can't say that we do it every year. But, mm-hmm. you know, Tammy, you and I go secondhand shopping a lot, especially you. You're really good about going to secondhand stores. Another strategy that I like is that at the end of the season, okay, mm-hmm. so when you get into September or so, and all that short sleeve stuff is starting to go on sale, all the mm-hmm. summer clothes, okay, everything's going 50% off, they're wanting to clear out the shelves, that's the time you double down and you buy those bigger sizes for next year.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I mean, it does save a lot. And back to school backpacks, if you buy them now for next year, like after the clearance, they start going on sale, just save it for next year. Go ahead and buy.
Or if you have a decent backpack, you don't have to have a new backpack every year.
That's true. If you've done that.
if you can keep the backpack from being a fashion statement.
Yeah, I think that's more so for boys. They don't really.
Yeah, the boys don't care.
They don't really care. It's girls. Us girls. So some things that we wanted to bring to your attention, like school lunches is a big deal. It always seems to be a big deal. Working in a school district before, parents get frustrated that the kids go to a la carte all the time and buy their lunches. And they can't restrict the kids at the school district. So it really is up to you on some negotiations you can make with the kids, like bringing their lunch. You have 5 days in the school week. Pick out 2 days out of the week that they may want to buy their lunch and agree on those 2 days. They can also, if they find a third day that they want, they have to pay for it themselves out of their allowance money or out of birthday money or something if they really want to do that. Like making them accountable, I think, is what it comes down to. And bringing your lunches and making them, Doug and I have the kids do it. Before they go to bed, they...
Yeah, it's just part of the nightly routine.
It's part of the routine.
You know, when 8 o'clock hits, mm-hmm. it's time to make your lunch, start mm-hmm. cleaning things up, and get your clothes laid out for the next morning.
Right. We have one of them, the youngest one, she will put the very minimal thing. She'll put one cracker in her lunch
right.
bag.
A small bag of chips.
Right.
The only thing in there.
Right. So we have to kind of monitor a little bit about making it healthier lunches.
Make sure they're not eating that sugar sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar is not a meat.
That's right. That's right. So we just wanted to bring that up. I mean, I know you guys all probably know all these expenses out there, but be patient with the kids getting back into the routine. Be patient with yourself. Give yourself some time out. All the money you just saved on buying clearance, maybe a little glass of wine might help. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that, you know, you need a little break. You can give yourself a break with this, but mm-hmm. you really have to forward think and plan ahead mm-hmm. with this if you really want to cut expenses. And if like, depending on how tight your situation is with money, mm-hmm. so let's just say somebody's in a situation where they're really tight with money. Well, and you know that there's going to be some activity expenses coming up. For instance, they want to go into Scouts and they're going to have to pay, you know, in September, they're going to have to write that once a year check for the yearly membership dues. Well, you have all summer for them to do fundraisers or do things to help pay for that.
Mm-hmm. But you're already faced with that expense right now. So some things you can do. I mean, we're getting ready to have a family garage sale. The kids, all the money is going to go towards the kids to budget. It's going to be my little money lesson with them to price the stuff and to sell it. And
it's our own little junior achievement going
on. There you go. There you go.
We have plenty of test subjects.
That's right. So,
in case you just joined us, you'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about all the things that happen going back to school. And Tammy, one mm-hmm. of the things when people go back to school, a lot of times you see people moving or changing school districts or mm-hmm. changing cities. And I ran across an article that I thought was pretty interesting because they just came out with the stats about what salary do you need to afford a home in different cities around the U.S.
It'd be a good thing to know before you move.
Yeah, absolutely. So here were some of the assumptions that they used with this. So the study assumed a down payment of 20%, and they operated under the standard that a monthly mortgage payment should not exceed more than 28% of a borrower's income. Okay. So if they're operating under that assumption, what do you think the most expensive city was in the country?
I would say, gosh, I don't know. I was going to say Florida, and I'm looking at the list, and that's one of them.
Yeah.
But California.
Yeah, California has three of the most expensive cities in the country. So San Francisco was number one on the list.
Mm-hmm.
It takes, to live in San Francisco, it would take an annual income of $162,000, basically.
Wow.
So $162,000, median home price of $885,000 there. That's a big gap down to number two is San Diego, $589,000 median home price. Takes $109,000 to be able to buy a house there.
Well, if you're moving from St. Louis to there, that would be a major shock. And if you're moving from there to St. Louis, you'll be
scary.
Like...
Well, yeah, so rounding out the top 10, because you have San Francisco, San Diego, Los Angeles, Boston, New York, Seattle, Washington, D.C., Denver, Portland, Oregon, and Sacramento.
Those are the most expensive places.
Those are the 10 most expensive cities.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is the 10 least expensive cities, I think that the whole Midwest is a good place for that. And the least expensive city in the country was Pittsburgh. It only takes $32,000 as an annual salary to be able to buy a house there.
Okay.
St. Louis ranked number four in the country.
So we need to make 38,000.
Right. So 38,000, we have a median home price of $170,000 in St. Louis. So it's great news because as you know, in St. Louis, I mean, we love the city. I mean, you and I both love it.
We do. I'm just glad to see a positive remark instead of top 10 murder cities or whatever we are in.
Right. I mean, this is still one of the most affordable cities in the country. I mean, all it takes is $38,000 as an average salary to be able to afford a home here.
And after traveling, I mean, I love Missouri. I just do all the variety that we have here, and I love our city.
Yep, it's a great place to be.
It is.
All right, so if you want to see this list, go to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look at the blog post for this on what salary do you need to afford a home in your city. So we'll make sure to put a link on there. Now, coming up, we're going to be visiting with Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance, and she's going to be talking about all the strategies that you need for life insurance, whether you're going to buy term or buy permanent insurance when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.